This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. More local reaction now to President Trump's executive order that temporarily bans refugees from entering the United States. About 800 refugees were expected to settle in Washington state this year, but many of them didn't make it here prior to Friday's order. Now, the fates of nearly 500 potential refugees are up in the air. Nikki Smith directs the Seattle Office of the International Rescue Committee, a refugee resettlement agency. She told me about one local Iraqi family that's affected by the ban.
You know, one family in particular that I think about is a family who are ethnically Kurdish from northern Iraq. And they came in, mother, father, and child came into America, you know, a year ago. They were persecuted quite horribly in Iraq because of it being a minority religion. And they were forced to leave their country because of that. And they have other family members. They have a mother and father that is still in northern Iraq. They have brothers and sisters. And these family members are waiting to come into the United States. So they've passed all the security vetting process. And so for this family, you know, who's experienced so much, I mean, they know that their mother, their father, their brothers and sisters are still really in harm's way in Iraq. I mean, how I put it is that it feels like the American dream was in their grasp and that they've had it taken away from them. And that's a really soul-destroying and very difficult thing to come back from.
Some folks listening to us might wonder, you know, if this order is in the interests of national security, what's the problem with hitting the pause button on refugees for 4 months?
Security is important for everybody. But what we're looking at with refugees is these are not the people who are bringing insecurity into the United States. You know, these are survivors of terrorism. And ironically, you know, these are the people that are running away from and have been persecuted by, you know, terrorist groups like Boko Haram or ISIS. So these are victims. They're not the perpetrators. And we know from, you know, solid data that since 1980, when the Refugee Act came into effect, 2 million refugees have come into the United States. And of that 2 million that have come in, not one refugee has been involved in an act of terror in the United States.
The executive order from last weekend calls for a new screening process for refugees. What do you think that could mean for people who are hoping to resettle in the United States in the future?
See, I'm confused by that because I'm not sure what additional elements could be added to an already incredibly intensive screening process. The United States Refugee Resettlement Program is the best in the world. The vetting process is incredibly thorough. You know, it was even strengthened under the Obama administration. And for Syrians who have an indefinite ban, it is the most rigorous process, even more rigorous than other nationalities. So it involves 12 to 15 agencies, including the FBI, the State Department, and other intelligence agencies. It involves biometrics, iris scans, and the process lasts anywhere between 18 to 24 months. So this is a really rigorous process, and I think just not many people realize this.
There are people who are deeply concerned about national security and feel that they live in an insecure world. It's a dangerous world, and they don't have a problem with President Trump's executive order. What is your message to them?
So my message to them is, you know, I want a safe world. You know, I want to see America being the safest possible space. And you know what? So do our refugees. You know, our refugee families come here and what they're looking for is safety and security. You know, they recognize that America is a safe country and they value that and they want that for their own families. The second thing our families want is education for their kids. And the third thing that they want is an opportunity to raise money, earn money and contribute to the communities. And I would really love them to meet with some of the refugee families that come in and recognize that they have more in common than not. And I think through meeting these families, they wouldn't see them as a threat for our national security. They would see them as a contribution to nation building.
Nikki Smith directs the Seattle Office of the International Rescue Committee. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.